我经常要主持聚会来证道。
Oftentimes I have to lead sermon and services.
所以我常常在想，这个证道的目的在哪里？
And so many times I would think to myself, what is the purpose of this particular sermon?
我发现证道里头有一个很重要的目的，就是邀请。
And I realized there is an important point in all sermon, and that is to invite.
这是一个很有恩典、很有福气的邀请。
And this is what an invitation that encompasses much grace and blessing.
邀请世界上的罪人，在神面前的罪人，能够来悔改得救恩。
An invitation to we as sinners to repent before God.
来邀请软弱的人、偏离了正路的人，他们能够恢复。来走在正路上。
Invitation to those who have gone astray, to return back to the correct path.
邀请挑着重担的人来到主耶稣这里。
An invitation to those with heavy burdens and yoke on their shoulders to come before Jesus Christ.
邀请那些有特别需要的人来得着主耶稣的恩典。
Invitation to those with particular needs to come before the presence of God.
正道的目的就是邀请。大家都来尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so the main important key point of a sermon is to invite all to receive this grace of God.
真的，整本圣经里头充满着神对人的邀请。
So in the Bible, you see that there are many requests that God has from expect from man.
从创世纪开始，一直到圣经的最后，启示录里头，不断的有神的呼唤，有神的邀请。
From the beginning in Genesis all the way to the end, the last book in Revelation, there is always this request from God and also what God's commands.
如果说正道就是一种如果说正道就是传讲神的信息的话，那么正道应该就是一种邀请。
And so, likewise, if sermon is a message, then it is also like an invitation.
比如说在创世纪第七章里头，神邀请人进入这个方舟。
For instance, in Genesis chapter 7, story about the ark, how God invited Noah into the ark.
这个挪亚传警告的目的就是要邀请人进入这个能够让人得救的方舟。
And Noah's purpose was to preach to other people to come into the ark to be saved.
今天早上我们一起来看圣经里头最后的一个邀请。
And so today we'd like to study into the last invitation in the Bible.
所以它当然就是在圣经的最后一卷的最后一章。
And of course we will expect this to be in the last book of the Bible, the last chapter.
请看启示录二十二章十七节。
So let us refer to Revelation chapter 22.
我们知道启示录里头的重点之一，就是在讲到耶稣再来之前所要发生的事情。
The main point in the book of Revelation is about before Jesus' second coming, what will happen in the world.
尤其是讲到这个神的教会、神的国度。他们所要经历的事情
，especially pertaining to what the church and the kingdom of God will endure at the end days.
但是无论如何，神总是没有忘记他对人的邀请。
But no matter what, God have never forgotten His promises to man.
可见神是多么的看重人，多么的爱所有的人。
And so we can see here how much God loves mankind and how much He looked.Upon mankind.
所以在整个启示录有关末世的预言的结尾的地方，又是一个很重要的邀请。
And so at the end of this prophecy, there is once again a very heavy emphasis on this kind of request or invitation from God.
很多的时候，最后面的常常是最重要的。
Many times in any events or situation, what is at the end is the most critical, is the most important.
所以这个最后的邀请应该也是一个最重要的邀请。
And so we can also summarize and say that this last invitation in the Bible has great emphasis of great importance.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Let's look into Revelation 22 verse 27.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来。愿意的都可以白白起生命的水喝。
Verse 17. Then the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
我们如果仔细的念这个经节，我们就知道这个邀请有多么的重要，多么的好。
When we read this passage, we can see how good this message is and how important it is.
这个至少有三个层面的邀请。
At least there are three levels of invitation where it says come.
这个是圣灵的邀请。
And here it said this invitation is from the Spirit.
这是心腹的邀请。
And the bride.
这是众人的邀请。
And this is the invitation of the multitude.
神自古以来不断的在呼唤着人们，在邀请着人们。
From the days of old, God has consistently and constantly invite mankind.
今天早上让我们仔细的来看看这个神的呼唤，神在圣经里头最后的邀请。
And so today we will study this passage about the last invitation.
一开始说圣灵说来，圣灵的邀请。
Here it starts this verse by saying the Spirit says come.
我们知道这圣灵就是神的灵，就是神。
We know that Spirit is the Spirit of God. It is God Himself.
所以这里就是神的邀请。
And so this is a direct invitation from God.
当我们对人有所邀请的时候，我们通常就是有一个责任，有一个负担。所以我们邀请这个人。
Sometimes when we give other people invitation, it's because we have a purpose or something, a responsibility or duty has been given upon us to do so.
这个人帮助我们很多啊，所以我们有那个感谢的心，有那个责任邀请这个人来我们家做客。
For instance, this person may have helped us a lot in my life, and so I invite him to come over to my house.
这里是神对人的邀请。
And so here is an invitation from God to man.
我们看到这也是神最大的负担，最大的责任。
And so you can also say this is the God's greatest burden and also God's the greatest responsibility.
因为神愿意万人都能够得救。
Because God hoped to see all mankind be saved.
常常我们看到的是人在传福音。
Many times we see it's other people that preaches or evangelize.
但是在这个背后其实是神的邀请。
But behind the scenes, it is actually God's invitation.
尤其来领受前辈的救恩，这更是圣灵的工作。
Especially when we receive the salvation, this is furthermore of the direct invitation.
信仰这一条道路其实是有很多的挑战，很多的阻挡。
In this journey of faith, there are much challenges and struggles and obstacles.
所以必须要有圣灵的工作，圣灵的带领。
And so it must require the assistance and the help from the Holy Spirit.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章第八节。
John chapter 16, verse 8.
第八节，圣灵来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
这里他指的就是圣灵。
Here he is that of the Holy Spirit.
这里主耶稣在讲到说，他所应许的圣灵来了，圣灵的工作是什么？
Here Jesus is explaining what he meant, what the promised Holy Spirit will do when it comes upon the world.
第九节，畏罪是因为他们不信我。
Verse 9 of sin, because they do not believe in me.
人的生活当中充满着很多的许多的错误。
In a man's life, there are many wrongs.
所以人的生活里头充满着很多的不完全。
And so in a man's life, there are many imperfections.
那其中有一个最大的错误，也常常是被人所忽略的，就是不相信主耶稣。
And one of the greatest wrongdoing or sin is that man denies the existence of God.
圣灵要带领，要感动我们来认识耶稣，来相信主耶稣。
So Holy Spirit will move us and to touch us so that we will come to understand and to know God.
第十节，为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
For of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
这个圣灵要来为 也是要来为主耶稣做见证。
So Holy Spirit also comes to testify as a witness for Christ.
有圣灵的带领跟感动，我们才能够认识主耶稣，接受耶稣基督为救主。
And because of the guidance and the movement of the Holy Spirit, then we could come to receive the salvation, this baptism from Christ.
十一节为审判，是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Verse 11 of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
借着圣灵的感动 跟带领，我们才可以认清楚这个撒旦他的邪恶。
Because we receive the Holy Spirit and its guidance, then we will also understand and see through the work of Satan.
我们才可以发现说，我们在黑暗中，我们应该归向光明。
Then we will come to realize that we dwell in darkness and we need to come out of darkness and into the light.
所以圣灵邀请我们，圣灵也愿意内住于我们里头。
And so Holy Spirit invites us, and the Holy Spirit also dwells inside of us.
所以主耶稣在勉励人祷告的时候，他说：“我们求天父，天父就要将这个最好的恩赐恩典来给我们。”
And so Lord Jesus tells us that we must ask of the Father, and the Father will give us the best gift.
那个最好的礼物。就是他所应许的圣灵。
And that best gift is the promised Holy Spirit that he is speaking of.
因为圣灵会感动我们，我们会接受圣灵的邀请。
Because the Holy Spirit inside will move us, and then we will be very willing to receive this invitation.
当我们接受圣灵的邀请，我们就能够得着从圣灵来的安慰。
And so once we receive this invitation willingly from the Holy Spirit, then we will also receive its grace.
当我们接受圣灵的邀请，我们就能够得着圣灵的教导。
We can receive its comfort, we can also receive its guidance.
我们要从圣灵来得着力量。
From the Holy Spirit, we will receive strength and power.
所以第一个层面的邀请是神的邀请。
And so the first level of invitation is from that of God.
这个是多么 有福气的一件事情，神来邀请我们。
And how blessed we are that we are actually invited from this Almighty God.
我们也可以说神最大的工作就是对人的邀请。
And we can say the greatest work of God is his invitation to mankind.
神对人的邀请有多伟大呢？
How great is this invitation to mankind?
这个邀请大过于神对整个天地的创造。
This is greater than the creation that he created.
这个邀请大过于神对整个宇宙自然的维持。
This invitation is greater in power pertaining to upholding the natural order of things.
从创世纪我们看到神在创造在维持这个宇宙，他只是用命令的，用吩咐的。
From Genesis, we see how God maintains the natural order of his creation through just simply commands.
但是神对人得救的邀请，他必须从天上来到地上。
But comparing to his invitation of man, that God left his throne, came to this world as man, in order to sacrifice and provide salvation for mankind.
因为带着血肉之体的主耶稣才能够为我们成为牺牲，在十字架上来流血。
So that God in flesh and blood as Jesus Christ can make this ultimate sacrifice so that we can be reconciled with God.
神对人的邀请大过于他对整个人类历史列国的预言。
And so his invitation to mankind is also greater than what transpired over time and history.
所以神最大的工作是什么？就是对人的邀请。
So what is the greatest work of God? That is his invitation to us.
因为神爱所有的世人。
Because God loves all mankind.
神如果不爱世人，他就不会差遣主耶稣来到这个世界上。
If God does not love man, then he will not have sent his beloved son to the world.
神如果不爱世人，就没有主耶稣在十字架上的流血。
If God does not love man, then his son Jesus Christ would not have sacrificed and shed his precious blood upon the cross.
神如果不爱世人，就不会只有一个条件，人的信就能够得永生。
If God does not love man, then this one requirement, the belief of man, would not be so simple for salvation.
神如果不爱世人，我们就没有永生的盼望。
If God does not love man, then we will have no hope of eternal salvation.
请再翻回启示录二十二章十七节。
Let's return back to Revelation 22 verse 17.
第一句话说圣灵和心腹都说来。
And the Spirit and the Bride says,
第二个层次的邀请就是心腹的邀请。
The second invitation comes from the Bride.
哦，这个心腹指的就是教会。
This bride is, resembles that of the church.
哦，所以教会最大的工作是什么？
So what is the most important work of the church?
哦，就是邀请人来认识主耶稣，来领受主耶稣的救恩。
And that is to invite others to come to understand God, to have this knowledge of Jesus Christ.
哦，为什么说心腹就是指着教会？
So why do we say that the bride is that of the church?
哦，我们从保罗的书信里头，我们就可以清楚的知道。这个心腹指的就是教会。
From Paul's letter, we can clearly see that he is referring many times to bride to the church.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5.
五章二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ, who loved the church and gave himself for her.
啊，保罗一方面在教导夫妻的彼此之间的关系以及生活。
In one aspect, Paul is teaching us, instructing us about the relationship of husband and wife.
啊，另一方面在谈到主耶稣基督跟教会的关系。
But at the same time, he parallels that relationship with that of Christ and the church.
我们知道主耶稣爱我们所有的人，爱教会，所以主耶稣舍命流血。
We know that Lord Jesus Christ loved us all and loved the church so that he sacrificed his life.
这是极大的爱。
This is the greatest love.
所以主耶稣说，做丈夫的也要用这种爱来对待自己的妻子。
And so Paul uses analogy that the husband must likewise also love his wife.To this extent.
好，我们再看三十节。
Look into verse 30.
三十节，因为我们是他身上的肢体。
For we are members of his body.
哦，这里保罗说，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是教会这个身体上面的一个肢体。
He's saying that brother and sister, we are all part, we are members of this body of Christ, of church.
三十一节。
31.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
这里保罗再一次的强调，夫妻之间有一个极超越的一种关系。
And so he's saying here that between the spouse there is this the relationship that is supersedes all.
超越了血统的关系。
Supersedes the blood relations.
超越了朋友的关系。
Supersedes the relationship of friends.
超越了父母跟子女的关系。
Supersedes the relationship between the parents and their children.
所以这个夫妻的关系是一种很超越的关系。
And so this relationship is very important.
所以圣经里头告诉我们，我们每一个人都要尊重婚姻。
And so that's why the Bible teaches us that every one of us should respect and revere the sanctification of the marriage.
今天这个时代，这个社会的腐败的地方之一就是不尊重婚姻。
And one of the great moral collapse of today's generation, today's society, is that there is no importance or emphasis looked upon this marriage.
今天人很大的这个罪过之一就是不尊重婚姻。
And so one of the greatest sin that man has committed against God is because they do not look importantly upon this marital relationship.
三十二节。
32.
这是极大的奥秘，但我指着基督和教会说的。
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
基督跟我们跟教会也是有这一层的超越的关系。
Christ, the relationship between Christ and church also has this kind of relationship.
这一层关系超越了人世间的任何一种关系。
This kind of relationship supersedes all type of relationship in the world.
很难以去形容，所以保罗说这是极大的奥秘。
So it's very hard for Paul to describe it, this kind of concept, and so he uses this kind of relationship.
只能够稍微的用丈夫跟妻子之间的关系 来做个比喻。
So he uses the relationship of husband and wife as a parallel or an example to show the great importance of this relationship of Christ in the church.
所以教会是基督的心腹。
And so church is the is the bride of the of Christ.
所以启示录二十二章十七节说，圣灵和心腹都要说来。
And so that's why in Revelation 22 it says the Spirit and the Bride says come.
所以教会最大的责任就是不断的去做邀请。
And so the greatest responsibility of the church is to continuously invite.
我们教会里头常常会有忙碌着很多的活动。
In the church, there is constantly many kind of activities and services.
我们有讲习会，有会议，有查经聚会，有证道的聚会。
We have sermons, we have Bible studies, we have meetings, and we have fellowships.
那许许多多的这些活动在教会里头有时候看起来很多人是很忙碌的。
And all these activities, it seems as though everyone is so busy.
但是在这忙碌的当中，我们也有时候要静下来想一下，我们做了这么许多，有没有得神的喜悦？
But oftentimes in all our busyness, that we must also pause for a moment to think whether or not God is pleased with what we are doing.
如何得到神的喜悦呢？
Or how should we go further to please God?
就是有没有达到神的目的？
And that is to say, have we achieved the purpose and the goal God has set for us?
很多时候父母亲对儿女总是有一个期望。
Many times parents have an expectation for their children.
如果儿女能够为父母的这个期望在努力着，甚至达到了父母的期望。
So sometimes if a child show his best effort to achieve his parents' or her parents' expectation, or actually even achieve the goal,
那我们可以发现父母是为了这个孩子是很喜悦的。
And then you'll see that there is this great joy on the side of the parents.
今天我们也是要很努力的来得着神的喜悦。
And so likewise, today we also need to strive hard to please God.
所以我们不要忽略了，常常不要忽略了这个最根本最重要的工作。
And so let us not neglect many times this most obvious and most important work.
请人来到主耶稣的面前。
That is to invite others into the presence of Christ.
第三个层面的邀请在十七节说，听见的人也该说来。
And the third level of invitation is in the middle of the verse of verse 17. It says, "Let him who hears say, come."
只要我们听到这个信息是有价值的。我们就要去邀请人。
As long as we hear this message is precious, is of value, then we are to also invite others.
只要我们认识了主耶稣基督是人类唯一的救主，我们就要去邀请。
Once we come to this understanding that Lord Jesus Christ is the only salvation of mankind, then we know this message, we need to invite others to come and understand.
因为这种邀请是一种祝福的邀请。
Because this invitation comes with blessings and grace.
纵然我们还在慕道我们才信没有多久，我们就可以去邀请。
Whether we have just been newly baptized or newly believer or just actually just still searching for the truth, but if we understand this and we share with others,
因为其实这是神的工作，这是教会的工作。
Because this is the work of God, this is the work of the church.
在主耶稣选召门徒的时候，门徒的反应就是这样子。
When God called upon his disciples, this is also his disciples' reaction.
有一次捕鱼的安德烈他跟随主耶稣。
One time, the fisherman Andrew heard of Jesus' message.
他跟随主耶稣，他听了主耶稣的讲论。
He heard Jesus' message and he followed after Christ.
圣经说他就赶快的去找着他的哥哥西门。
And the Bible wrote that how he quickly went to find his brother Simon Peter and to tell him about it.
他就赶快的把他的哥哥西门带到主耶稣的面前。
And he quickly invited his older brother Simon Peter to come and listen Lord Jesus Christ.
因为安德烈他已经看见，他已经听见了，他就去做邀请。
Because Andrew have seen and heard, and so he went out to invite.
所以约翰福音第一章里头说到耶稣的门徒之一腓力，他也是一样的，听了主耶稣的讲论之后， 他知道这个是好的，这个是重要的。
And also likewise in the book of John, it says that Philip, once he heard the message from Lord Jesus, that he also went out to invite others.
他就很高兴地赶快去找他的朋友这个拿但业。
That he was so happy and joyful that he quickly went to seek out his friend Nathaniel and to preach to him.
他把主耶稣带去跟拿但业见面。
And so he brought him before Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么这个邀请是这么的好，这么的重要
？And why is this invitation so good and so important？
哦，因为这个是要让人来得那个最大的福气。
Because it enables one to receive the greatest blessing from God。
启示录二十二章十七节下半句话说：“口渴的人也当来，病的都可以白白起生命的水喝。”
In Revelation 22 verse 17, it says, "And let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely."
这个口渴的人都应当来。
Let him who thirsts also come.
当我们肉体上觉得口渴的时候，我们很要紧的就是赶快找到一些饮料。
When we feel physically thirsty, we quickly seek out liquids or water to quench our thirst.
这是一个很自然的反应，很自然的动作。
This is a very natural instinct reflex.
那这是一个让人觉得干渴的社会跟世界。
But this world, if we look at our society, it is a world in which make us so very thirsty on the inside.
为什么大家这样子非常的努力，非常的忙碌？
Why is it that everyone busy themselves and seems to have no time?
这在反映很多事情当中的一件事情，人很干渴。
And that is to reflect that there is this emptiness in the hearts of man, that there is this thirsting in our hearts.
我们请参考约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13。
十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
在耶稣的时代，他们通常要到井那边去打水，去取水。
In the days of Jesus, they oftentimes, if they need they want water, they need to go to the well and to obtain water that way.
从古至今，水就是人生活当中不能够缺少的。
Ever since the days of old, the water cannot be lacking in the place in which they dwell.
到井那边去拿水，虽然是很麻烦、很辛苦，但是为了生存。还是要去拿。
So even though it's a laborsome task, then you have to go there and have to draw the water from the well. But it is a necessity in order to maintain their life.
主耶稣就跟一个到井旁拿水的撒玛利亚妇人来谈论道理。
And so there was a day in which Jesus was by the well, and there was a Samaritan woman who came to draw water.
主耶稣跟他强调。这个生命的水是有多么的美好，多么的重要。
And Jesus is trying to show her the great importance of the water of life.
首先主耶稣说，你喝这井里的水还要再渴。
And so Jesus said to her first that whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
这是一个很容易了解的事实。
This is a very something that's very easy to understand, and it is a fact.
因为这个事实，所以每一天。都要来拿水。
Because it is a fact, that's why this woman needs to come here every day on a daily basis to draw water.
因为喝了这个水还会再渴。
Because when she drinks of it, she will be thirsty again.
十四节。
14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
为什么生活当中有很多不是物质层面的干渴？
Why in our life is not only of the physical thirst?
因为我们的遭遇，因为我们的环境让我们干渴。
Because of our surroundings and our environment, it makes us have this kind of inner thirst.
那我们也发现，我们就像主耶稣这里所讲的，喝了那井里的水还要再渴。
And so likewise, like Jesus said to us, that if we drink of that kind of worldly, that water, that it will not quench us.
很多时候我们只是从一个问题跳到另外一个问题。
Oftentimes, we will jump from one difficulty or problem to another.
有时候我们只是把墙这个洞补了，等一下那边又出现了一个洞。
Oftentimes, we find ourselves, we patch this hole,currently, but later on, there's another hole we need to fix or to patch up.
所以让我们总是很忙碌，但是没有安息，没有真正的果效。
So this is constantly going on around in our life. We so busy ourselves in doing all these many things and yet unable to feel the satisfaction.
这就是为什么我们需要主耶稣来到主耶稣这里。来领受生命的水。
And that's why it's important for us to come to the presence of God to receive this living water.
来领受主耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的祝福。
To receive His blessing and His grace.
只有一个重要的条件，你觉得渴。
And there is only one requirement, is that you yourself must feel you are thirsty.
就是我们觉得我需要。
That is to say that we feel that I have this need.
这跟你的年龄没有关系。
It does not, are not limited to age.
跟你的种族没有关系。
Or limited to race or nationality.
跟你的过去没有关系。
Or related to your past.
跟你的社会地位没有关系。
Or to the status that you have obtained in the world.
跟你的经济情况没有关系。
Or is it dependent on your financial situation?
只有一个条件，你觉得口渴，你觉得你需要。
There is only one requirement, is that you feel you are thirsty and you have this need.
那你就可以来做这个人生里头一个最好的交易。
And then you can make the best bargain ever in your life.
就像主耶稣在，就像启示录这里所说的，白白的来取生命水喝。
Just as it is written here in Revelation 22:17 that you shall freely receive.
这是极高的价值。
This is priceless.
是我们用金钱、用财物、用物质没有办法去买去换的。
This is something that cannot obtain through gold, silver, or anything in this world that you can exchange.
这么高、很高的价值，有人已经替我们付了。
And so because this high value has already been paid for by someone else.
就是主耶稣在十字架上，他已经为我们流血，为我们付了这个价。
That someone else is Lord Jesus Christ who shed His precious blood upon the cross.
启示录这里说，白白的来取生命水喝。
And so here in this verse it says, you should take the water of life freely.
这个生命的水是跟生命有关系的。
Water of life means that it is directly with.Related to life.
主耶稣所要赐给我们的什么东西跟生命有关系？
What is it that Lord Jesus Christ want to give us is directly related to our life.
主耶稣所要给我们的很多的恩典都跟生命有关系。
Actually, many things that He has given us is directly related to our life.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传》第五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 19.
使徒行传五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 19.
但主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来。
And at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and said,
二十节说，你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。
Go stand in the temple, speak to the people all the words of this life.
这里主耶稣要门徒啊，站在殿里，把生命的道都讲给他们听。
Here, God wants the disciples to go stand in the temple and to speak the people of His words.
什么是生命的水
？What is the water of life？
是跟生命有关系的。
And that is something that is connected with life.
就是主的道，就是生命的道。
And、that is the word of God, the word of Jesus Christ.
所以诗篇的作者说。神的话就是我脚前的灯，我路上的光。
And that's why the psalmist in the book of Psalms says, "The word of God is a lamp unto my feet."
神的话要指引我们，带领我们有一个美好的人生。
That He will shine a path before us to shine for us a better life.
这个生命的水跟生命有关。
This water of life is directly related, connected with life.
哦，不但是将来永恒的生命，也包括着今天在这个世界上的生命。
It not only pertains to the life that is in the future, but it also pertains to the life we currently live in.
哦，所以这个生命之道是要白白的赐给我们的。
So this word of life will be given to us freely.
我们再请看提摩太后书第三章。
It's also referred to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书三章十六节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16
这个神的道生命之道就记载在圣经里头
This word of life is recorded here in the Bible
提摩太后书三章十六节说圣经都是神所默示的以教训督责使人归正教导人协议都是有益的
Verse 16 All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof,For correction, for instruction in righteousness.
如果我们要白白的取生命的水喝
If we want to freely receive this water of life,
我们就是要来看重，要来领受这个生命之道，神的道
Then we must come and receive it.
就是
this word of life.
那生命之道就是在这本圣经里头
And this word of life is entailed in the words in the Bible.
因为这本圣经是神所默示的
Because this Bible, the scripture, has been revealed to us by God.
它要教训我们
It will, this will instruct us.
这个 teach 这个有的翻译本是 doctrine 教义就是教导的意思。
It says it is profitable for doctrine.
这个教义呢，就是指着让人能够得永生、得救的那个得救的道理。
This doctrine means the teaching that enables us to receive eternal life.
这圣经要第二个是教训我们。
And then it is also used the second for reproof.
就是来指正我们生活当中的错误。
And to reprove the wrongs that we have in our life.
生活当中有错误就会破坏我们幸福美满的人生。
And when we go astray or wrongs in our life, then it will destroy the joyful life that God wants to give us.
很多时候人生活在错误里头却习惯了甚至不晓得
Many times, we become accustomed to our mistakes. We do not know what we have done wrong.
圣经要告诉我们，我们哪里错了。
But Bible will manifest to us what we have done wrong.
再来督责我们。
And then for correction.
不但指出我们的错，而且来纠正我们。
Not only to show us what we have done wrong, but to show us a way to in order for us to correct ourselves.
不但说什么不要做，而且告诉我们应该做什么。
Not only to say you shall not do this, but also tell us that we shall do this.
再来，这个使人归正，教导人协议。
And then for instruction in righteousness.
不但告诉你应该做什么，而且告诉你如何去做。
And not only does it say you shall do this, but also provide details on how to do it.
所以这个生命之道不但让我们将来得永生有把握，而且带帮助我们拥有一个美好的人生。
And so this word of life not only promises us of the life that is ahead, but it also promises how to live our current life.
在旧约时代，有神的先知来传讲神的信息。
In the Old Testament, there are the prophets of God to say the messages of God to the people.
先知的工作最重要的不是得启示、看异象。
The main work of the prophets is not just to merely to receive revelation or to see visions.
那只是一小部分。
That is only a small portion.
重要的是传讲生命之道，神的信息。
But what is important in their duties is to say the message and the words of life from God.
今天我们是现代的先知。
Today we are the modern prophets.
我们要传讲让这个传讲主耶稣，传讲神的信息。
We are to preach Jesus Christ and of His message.
所以要用什么？用圣经。
And so what do we need to do is that we need to go to the Bible.
当一个人要信主的开始的时候，神会用各种不同的方法来带领人。
When one comes to believe that God used many methods to guide him to His presence.
比如说有人很快就得圣灵。
For instance, some people may receive the Holy Spirit very quickly.
有人在一开始接触教会的时候，他会看异象，他会做异梦。
For some, when they first come to search the truth, God may enable them to see visions.
这个只是圣灵的工作带领的。 开始而已。
This is only the beginning work of that of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要做先知，传讲神的信息。
If we want to be the man of God and to preach His message,
我们要进入圣经里头。
We must go into depth the Bible.
因为生命之道就在这一本圣经。
Because the word of life is contained in this Bible.
什么是生命的水？
What is this the water of life?
什么跟生命有关系?
What is connected to life?
当然就是神本身就是圣灵。
And that is God himself, that is the Holy Spirit.
请看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
耶稣在传道的时候，他也不断地发出邀请。
In Jesus' ministry, he constantly called and invite people.
这里主耶稣的邀请，他说：“口渴的人可以到我这里来喝。”
Here, Jesus' invitation is that he who thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
38节。
38.
信我的人，就如同经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
主耶稣说：“口渴就到我这里来喝。”
Jesus said, "He who thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
来喝什么？
To drink what?
不是喝物质的水。
Not to drink the material water.
今天物质的水打开水龙头就有了。
Today, water can be obtained when you open the faucet.
主耶稣说从腹中流出活水的江河。
But Jesus said here that out of your heart will flow rivers of living water.
怎么有这种事情?
What is this?
这个指着什么?
What is this pertaining to?
39节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来。因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这个活水的江河指着就是耶稣所应许的圣灵。
This rivers of living water is pertaining to the promised Holy Spirit.
当主耶稣复活升天之后，他就赐下应许的圣灵。
After Jesus' resurrection and ascension to heaven, then he poured upon to man the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要常常接受圣经里头的这个最后的邀请。
And so many times we need to welcome this last invitation in the Bible.
让我们在这个世界上干渴的生命能够解渴。
So that while we live in this dry and thirsty world, we may be quenched.
每当我们觉得干渴的时候，我们就要去想起这个邀请。
Whenever we feel thirsty in our soul, we must think about this message.
每当我们想起这个邀请的时候，我们就要接受邀请。
Think about this invitation and to receive this invitation.
也不要忘了这一节经节说，听见的人也该说来。
And let us not forget and neglect this verse also said that he who hears, let him also say, come.
你我都被呼召来参与这个邀请。
You and I have been called to receive this invitation.
我们一起唱诗142首。
Failing and pure.
世上很多的忧愁、烦恼、劳苦，在神的国度里头 是可以被胜过、除去的。
In this world, there are many difficulties, burdens, and suffering that can be overcome, that is provided by that kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督本身就是那生命的水。
Lord Jesus Christ Himself is that water of life.
所以我们要得着主耶稣，我们要传讲主耶稣。
And so we must receive Jesus Christ. We must preach Jesus Christ.
如何传讲主耶稣
？How do we preach Jesus Christ？
就是用这一本圣经。
And that is utilizing this Bible.
主耶稣说，为他做见证的就是这一本圣经。
And Jesus said, testify for me is the scriptures.
为什么我们要查考圣经？
Why do we need to study the Bible?
因为这里头有永生。
Because in the Bible there is eternal life.
因为这一本圣经就是生命之道。
Because in this Bible it is the words of life.
所以我们都要靠着神的恩惠，靠着圣灵的带领，努力的进入圣经里头。
So by the grace of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we must go and study.
我们现在要来做结束的祷告。
Now we'd like to make our concluding prayer.
我们用被主被这个圣经最后一个邀请的这种被邀请的心情来做这个祷告。
And so in our prayer, let us with an attitude of receiving this last invitation.
我们愿意来领受生命的水。
That we are willing to come to receive this water of life.
求主耶稣将他的道充满我们。
That may God's word be filled within us.
求主耶稣将圣灵充满我们。
Let's may the Spirit of God fill within us.
求主耶稣的爱充满我们。
May the love of God fill within us.
我们愿意接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, you are welcome to come forward to pray.
我们一起祷告。
It's all you need to pray.